I've been trying to figure out for several days how we're supposed to get into this stuff. I think some of you will probably think by the time we're through that was a lot of stuff, but really we're just going to barely scratch the surface. If you've been around for the last few weeks, going back all the way to July the 5th, when we did the Conceived in Liberty and we talked some about our country, and then it progressed into the promises, and then it progressed into the precepts, and then it progressed into last week where we talked about the reset. The idea that really, since the Middle Ages, the church has been fighting our way back to the simplicity of the faith through the knowledge of the Word of God, the Bible, Scripture. And that's kind of what we were talking about last week. When we were through, Maureen and I were standing here discussing a couple of things. And really right on top of that, the idea that for centuries, the common person, what they call the laity, just the people out there, they didn't really know what the Word of God said because they didn't have one. You understand what I'm saying? We take that so much for granted now that we can just go look up whatever we want to, and we got Bibles and different translations, and we now have we have Greek New Testaments out there that, in at least in the Western church, the Western world for the most part, nobody had. Those things didn't get over into the West until probably into the 900s, and even then, just a little bit. So what we commonly look at now wasn't there then. And as Maureen and I were talking about that, and she asked a simple question. She said, when was the first English Bible? And I said, I think that would probably be Tyndale, and I think I said probably around 1520 or something like that. So I had to go look it up, make sure that I was right. And sure enough, the first was Tyndale. It was actually printed in 1526. But really, in looking that up, you know, you know enough to ask a question, find the answer. So I'm looking at it and realize that that's actually the first printed Bible in English. That almost close to 150 years before that, a man named John Wycliffe had made the effort to develop the manuscript from the Vulgate, which is pretty much all they had. And y'all know that was the Latin Bible, okay? And as I go through these things, I'm looking at eyes rolling back, okay? There's a reason for all this stuff, okay? And it's not going to be too deep. It's going to just be there. It's a lot of information, but it's not complicated, okay? So the vast majority of all of the Western world within Christendom was taught out of this Vulgate, which is a Latin Bible. However, there was a problem with that. Anybody want to tell me what it was? Okay, what we started off with, the common man didn't have the Word of God. Well, somewhat, yeah, definitely what Maureen said, he didn't know how to read. But even more than that, he didn't know Latin. Do what? No, they weren't there at all. That was the whole point. Yeah, yeah. So for all this time, from probably between 200 and 300, most everything had been Latinized. When we talk about the church in the Western world, the name Catholic means universal. I know you all know that, right? So that was the idea. That was the church. There wasn't a lot of different churches. There was basically one, and they kind of were over everything. And as the common people would gather together for, quote, church, it was in Latin, and they didn't speak Latin. So they really had no idea what actually was going on. Do you understand that? So they were going to church, quote, unquote. They were going through what was developing of the sacraments in the official format for gathering together. But for the most part, they were just doing whatever they were told because they didn't really know, right? So this man named John Wycliffe, who was born early in the 1300s, by 1382, he had decided that the Bible needed to be given to the common man, and we'll come back here, and that worked its way out. He actually died in 1384. It didn't actually, wasn't actually completed. It went through like revisions and kept going, and the people that were working with him and following after him, till finally it was actually finished in, I think, 1391. So let's stop for a moment and back up into where we've been in the last few weeks. Last week especially, we talked about the idea that Jesus spoke rather harshly. Well did Isaiah speak of you hypocrites. These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, right? For in vain do they worship me. And what he said, very bluntly, he said that your teaching as doctrine, the commandments of men, teaching as doctrine, the ordinances of men, and that's causing the Word of God to be ineffective. And we went through all of that ineffective thing. Well, how does it make it ineffective? Well, first of all, if you don't know what it is, it doesn't matter even if it's right. You don't know, right? But also, once you get all those traditions down in there, the common people, they don't know what was the Word of God, quote unquote, what was Scripture, what was written down, what the truth was, because they couldn't read it. Even if they had it, they didn't speak Latin. A lot of them couldn't read, the common people. So they just had to take the word of whoever was doing the talking, right? And there wasn't a lot of preaching going on because that wasn't the format for the majority of what went on when they gathered together, okay? So it was different, right? And we also talked about, we spent 2 weeks talking about from Romans 8, the idea of the fact that Paul wrote to Rome to these Jewish people who had become believers in Jesus. They had accepted Messiah. They were born again of the Spirit. And yet they were struggling with the idea of what to do with the law. And Paul is writing to them saying very plainly, look, you got stuff coming down from the flesh. That's the law. Then you got stuff coming down from the Spirit. And you got to choose what you're going to walk in. And you don't need to be walking in the flesh. You need to be walking down from being led by the Spirit, right? Okay, and we also talked about 2 Timothy 3:5, where Paul wrote to Timothy and said, look, there's coming a time. It's coming along